My Life Today, February 26th, Witnessing with Power, the Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. What was the result of the outpouring of the Spirit? Thousands were converted in a day. The sword of the Spirit, newly edged with power and bathed in the lightnings of heaven, cut its way through unbelief, overcoming satanic agencies and magnifying the Lord as possessing supreme power. Everywhere the gospel was proclaimed. Those who proclaimed it had no grievous complaints to make. The hearts of the disciples were surcharged with a benevolence so full, so deep, so far-reaching, that it impelled them to go to the ends of the earth testifying, "God forbid that we should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." As they proclaimed the gospel as the power of God unto salvation, hearts yielded to the power of the Holy Spirit. New territory was daily added to the church. In every place, converts confessed Christ. Those who had been the bitterest opponents of the truth became her champions. The disciples were weighted with a burden for the salvation of souls. The gospel was to be carried to the uttermost parts of the earth, and they claimed the endowment of the power that Christ had promised. Then it was that the Holy Spirit was poured out and thousands were converted in a day. So may it be now. Instead of man's speculations, let the word of God be preached. Let Christians put away their dissensions and give themselves to God for the saving of the lost. Let them ask in faith for the blessing, and it will come. Zeal for God moved the disciples to bear witness to the truth with mighty power. Should not this zeal fire our hearts with a determination to tell the story of redeeming love of Christ and Him crucified?